I wish in the hands of my beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, instead of hand of my father, would be the hand of his beloved uncle Abu Talib. That will make me more happy. Meaning, Abu Talib was very close to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he did so much for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but he passed away without reciting kalima. So when Abu Bakr Siddiq's father embraced Islam, he was not feeling happiness. He was worried about Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's uncle. And it will give me more pleasure if my Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam uncle Abu Talib would have accepted Islam, because that will make my Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam more happy than whatever he is happy right now because of my father. That was a comparison, my brothers, we cannot understand. One Ansari Sahaba at the Battle of Uhud, and when you know Battle of Uhud, 70 Sahaba became Shaheed. And there was a rumor that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also was killed. He fell off in the ditch, and there was a long story. So the news came to Madinah Munawwara that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also passed away. One Ansari Sahabiya running from the Madinah city towards the battle of Uhud. On the way, someone saw her and he gave him news that, oh, your dad became Shaheed. She said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And she asked, where is Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? She said, he's on the other side. She is running again. Then someone else came, approached her, and said, oh, your brother passed away, became Shaheed. She again said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Where is Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? She is not worried, she is not crying. She is running towards Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then after some while, one Sahabi came and he gave the news, oh, your husband became Shaheed. She said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. She started running. Where is my Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Then again one other Sahabi came and he said, yeah, your son became Shaheed. Imagine one lady hearing the news after news after news of his close relatives. His father passed away, became Shaheed. His brother passed away. His husband and son passed away. Four deaths in one family, same time. He or she is not crying. She is only worried about Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. She said, just I want to see my Rasulullah, what is his condition? So Sahaba took her to the one of the camp where Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was resting. When he saw Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with her own eyes, then see, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, after seeing you, any grief, any sorrow became easy for me. I am not worried about my relatives who became Shaheed. As long as you are safe and sound, nothing is better than that. That was the true love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam among the Sahaba. There are so many stories, but time is not allowing me. My brothers, recently in India, some ladies named Nupur Sharma and man Naveen Jindal had blasphemed Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and spoke bad word in one of the interview. And it created the chaos in India, and Muslims are very, very, angry. And now after Juma Salat yesterday, there was a huge crowd everywhere in UP and Delhi and in Bihar and in MP, and they were protesting against this blasphemy. My brothers, this is not the first time, as I said. This is happening all the way. So, what we should do? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the legacy of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one of the Sahabi, Hazrat Khubayb ibn Adi radiallahu ta'ala an, was captured by the Kuffar. And they were about to kill him. And they asked him, the king asked him, what do you prefer, if we can leave you, and instead of you, your leader Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be killed. Would you like that? So that was the answer of the Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala an, by Allah, I will never be pleased if I were at home with my family and thorn, little thorn, where to pick the blessed foot of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, anywhere he may be. So I don't even like and tolerate that one throne can be picked to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and I am sitting home, let alone killing himself. I can die for him 100 times. That was the love of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So the oppression of the Muslims in India continues uninhabited. Many more masajid have been identified for the investigation and possible destruction. In addition, two members of the ruling party, as I said, Nupur Sharma and Naveen Jindal, has blasphemized the remark against our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. These comments should be treated with the contempt they deserve. By choosing to attack Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's honor and respect into self-destruction, when the king of Persia tore up the letter of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and disrespected the envoy of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala destroyed his country. A group of mushrikeen had ridiculed Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Makkah. Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala by himself sent Jibreel Alayhi Salam personally to destroy each one of them. So this happened in the time of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as well. So history is replete with the examples of how Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala disgraced those who dared to insult his beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is from Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. The lofty status of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has been conferred by Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala himself. Allah Taala says in the Holy Quran, "Wa rafa'na laka dhikrak." We have elevated your status on your remembrance. Wherever azan is going on, wherever salat is taking place, everywhere the name of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, throughout the globe, throughout the world is carrying on. No one can do that. Whether in the azan, in the khutbah or in the salah, the name of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned alongside the name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, irrespective of what anyone says, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be granted Al-Maqam-e-Mahmood in the Yawm Al-Qiyamah, the very lofty status in front of the entire creation on the planet of Arafat. Upon witnessing this, the regret of those who have insulted Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will know no doubts. Remember, no insult is blasphemy can ever taint his noble status. What we should do? As a ummah, such incidents should only serve to increase our dedication to the Mubarak Sunnah lifestyle of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As a ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we should adopt in our daily life the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our eating, our gatherings, our everything should be, our dress, our faith should be according to the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is the true love. Increase on recitation of the Durus Sharif upon Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As a true lover of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we should not wait for Jummah, but every single day we should send salutation, because this is the great job Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala himself and angels are doing continuously. Inna Allah wa malaikatu yusalluna ala nabi. So they are doing, so we just have to include ourselves to get blessing after the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. We should engage in dua for the guidance of all. It was the life mission of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who was rahmatullah alameen, his mission was to save each and everyone from the hellfire. Even Abu Jahl and Utbah and Shayba, he did not curse anyone. Even the incident of Taif in Makkah in early days, people used to ridicule him, insult him. He did not spoke a word to destroy them, because his mission was to make them Muslim and embrace Islam so they can be protected from the hellfire. So this is what we should do, to make dua for this kuffar and mushrikun of India or all over the world. May Allah guide them. May Allah give them hidayah. And while there is a justifying call of boycott all the products of India, at least we should do this much. Boycott all the products of India. We should not buy any grocery of India. We should not buy anything made in India. We should boycott totally. And I'll give you some report. Like 20 Arab countries have condemned the attacks on Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Mainly Qatar, Kuwait and Pakistan are in the leading role. They already declared. And she was, you know, the Nupur Sharma was giving the interview in the TV, and this is what she said. And this was the whole issue of one masjid, Gyani Vapi Masjid at Banaras, one of the city of India. In the wuzu area, they used to have the, you know, fountain of wuzu, every old masjid, and people used to make wuzu around it. In that fountain of wuzu, they found a Shivling, a penis of Shiva. And they claimed this was the, not Masjid, this was the Mandir, this was the temple. And they already blocked Masjid and the case in the court, and they are fighting. This was the main reason this communal riot started in India. Just believe, just my brothers, imagine. They are worshipping the private part of their God. We cannot even think in the sense which kind of people. They are educated people, learned people. And what they are worshipping. The worst part we have to hide and cover all the time. And openly in every masjid, the replica of that penis is there, and they are putting the milk and ghee and whatever there, and they are worshipping flower on that penis. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected us from this kind of misguidance. We could be one of them. We should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, they found this wrong thing, and this is the reason why this initiate the communal rites there. And they have about 3,000 masajid. This is not only masjid. They have in the least 3,000 masajid. They are claiming each masjid was a temple before. They want to destroy the masjid. They want to make the temple over there. To that extent, they claim Taj Mahal, one of the famous, sculpture of India. The thousands of people are coming just to visit Taj Mahal, built by Shah Jahan on the Mughal Empire. They said Taj Mahal was a mandir, it was a temple. They want to claim that. And there was a masjid built by Shah Jahan nearby Taj Mahal. They already banned Muslims to go and pray over there. The masjid is closed nearby Taj Mahal. No one go and pray over there. This much atrocity is going on. To that extent, some of the group, stupid group, claim Kaabatullah was the mandir. Kaabatullah was the temple of Shiva. And they want to claim all the way to Makkah Mukarrama, and they want to say, oh, this was the temple of Shiva. How we can stop these people? So, this is the ongoing genocide of Indian Muslims. They do mob lynching and bulldoze their shops and houses. About 60% of the Muslims are under attack. 60% of Muslims. And Indian government and police are supporting this Hindu militants. They are supporting Hindu militants openly. So Arab countries are talking to the Indian government on their level to stop genocide of Indian Muslims. Otherwise, Saudi Arabia has declared in today's news that he's going to ban 83% of crude oil supply to India, and that will be a very good step. If they stop supplying oil to the India, they will be panicked. They won't get oil because most of the supply comes from Saudi Arabia and Iran. So this is the very right decision that they are taking. So they're going to stop supplying. Iran also joining, and they also stop supplying. If they don't stop this violence and killing the Muslims of India, this is what in future they want to do it. Tayyip Erdogan, the president of Turkey, has urged UNO and Human Rights Commission to act wisely in the situation of India. He said, you people must come forward and talk to the Indian government officially. If they don't do, if they don't act, the Turkey will form a new UNO. Say, we don't need you people, and we're going to make our own UNO. And Saudi will call urgent meeting of OIC, 57 Muslim countries, the organization of OIC, 57 Muslim countries, and will deport all the Hindu workers and laborers from the Middle East. And some of the countries like Qatar and Kuwait, they already, laid off the Hindu workers, and they're deporting them already. And all the grocery stores in these Muslim countries are already empty with all the products of India. They throw it outside, and they say, we're not going to sell this the Indian products. And this will panicking the Indian government. So every Muslim, at least, as a lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is truly, if we love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at least we should do economic boycott to the Indian products. We should not buy any grocery, any product of India at least, and we should not even watch any Indian movie and any Indian channel. We should boycott all this. Yes, movie is haram, but especially our people are so lover of Indian movies. So at least we should boycott all these things for the sake of Allah, for the love of Rasulullah. At least we should do this much, and may Allah guide all of them, and may Allah protect the Muslims, because the future is looking very worse, very dark, very grey. So we collectively we have to make dua for all the Muslims of the Ummah throughout the world, wherever. Just imagine, one by one they are attacking on the masajid and they are trying to destroy the masajid. What will happen to Muslims? So this is the real concern as a Muslim. Al-Muslim, kullu Muslim ikhwa, we are brotherhood. We should at least feel the pain. We are safe and sound here in this country. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what's going on to them? They are our brothers, our sisters. They are raping the Muslim girls openly. They are lynching the Muslim old men and telling them to say, take the name of Ram and this kind of thing. So this is what happened, they are going through. At least we should make dua for them. And whatever we can do, we should do it. May Allah give us tawfiq.